Hi, my name's Peter Sable. What we're going to do today is we're going to build up our skills of knowing the difference between stress and well-being. Let's talk first about stress. We all know what it's like to feel stressed, and we all have our particular ways of showing it. Stress is characterized by a sense of constriction and tightness. When we're stressed, we hold things in, and it's like we have a barrier around ourselves. And what happens is that we develop rigid ways of experiencing and thinking and feeling about things. It's like our world shrinks in and becomes very contained. Often we also have a corresponding body response to these things, and so we have a physical tightening, and we hold tension in our body, and it's like a rigidity in our muscles. And for so many people, stress becomes a part of life. Have you ever had the experience of going on holidays or having a particularly relaxing time, maybe at the beach or fishing, or when you're having a massage, and you really relax? And the thought comes to you that you didn't realize how stressed you were, and you'd forgotten what it was like to be truly relaxed and at ease. It's a symptom of underlying stress. And we can become so accustomed to stress that we don't actually realize that it's there. So what about well-being? Have a think of a time when you felt well-being, when you felt at ease inside. Well-being is characterized by an openness and an inner freedom. Things feel spacious. There's a curiosity and an underlying sense of feeling good. We feel alive in a very positive way, rather than things feeling stuck. It has a flow and a flexibility. In our bodies, we feel relaxed and at ease. This week's activity is to notice the difference between when you're uptight and stressed compared to when you're more at ease and you have well-being. Concentrate on your internal experience of these things, as well as noticing how you act when you're stressed, how your voice sounds, what you do, is there tension in your body, and if so, where, compared to when you're actually feeling good. This week we'll just begin to notice and learn to attune ourselves to what these things feel like. The more we know about these differences, the sooner and more effective we can be in moving from stress to well-being.